is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, it's Friday, and you know that means that movies come out on Friday traditionally, and several today, obviously. None of us on the show seemingly ever see a movie, least of which me. Cool Beans is like on a 10 a week thing. I don't know what's gotten into her, but
she's on a list of some sort, right?
They're free also.
So, I know last week, well, first of all, Skyscraper comes out today. That's the Rock movie, which, by the way, I feel like all movies should be able to be summed up as simply as they sum up Skyscraper. Listen, this is the description of the movie. A father goes to great lengths to save his family from a burning skyscraper. Boom. To the point and good night.
How many minutes is it? Because if you just summed it up in...
I mean, that's it, right, Cool Beans?
That's pretty much it.
By the way, audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is 82%, which I think is pretty high. And I don't know how many people have seen that. But the tomato meter is a 51%, which, you know, 50-50, I guess. We'll get to that and the fact that I know Ant-Man is in its second week, but you saw that one. Of the two, which was your favorite?
Oh, Ant-Man and the Wasp, definitely.
What is that? Oh,
my God. What is that?
It's
Is that what? Hey, whoa. Chelsea, what is that? Was your question,
you
Chelsea?
You legitimately don't know what that is?
No. Bless her heart.
Now, see, she lays into me in ways that I can't even get into without crying. Says, what's Ant-Man? And we lay off?
Is that another kind of superhero animal?
It's part of the Marvel universe.
Okay, that's all you had to say.
But Cool Beans.
But did not know
it's
anything.
It's Brian Fantana from Anchorman.
Yeah.
It's Paul Rudd.
Now, you know I love him.
I know, exactly. So, yeah, Paul Rudd is in it. Evangeline Lilly. From Lost, it was the hot chick.
I think her name is Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline, she is Australian. It's Evangeline.
No, it's not.
It is.
I'm trying to figure out who he was talking about, but okay.
She's the Wasp.
Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly.
So Paul Rudd is the Ant-Man,
yes.
And she's the Wasp.
Correct. Yes.
That's fact.
And they fight crime.
Yes.
Cool Beans, how was it? And tell me about it.
Fantastic. It was great. Now, I will say I did not see the first one. I did not see Ant-Man, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
Okay.
But it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
She was glowing so much earlier in the week, like maybe one of the better movies you've seen all year.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are not fans of the Marvel Universe or the superhero movies, with the Ant-Man ones, it's much more comical than it is... like that action packed of like a Captain America or an Iron Man. They have a lot more fun with him being incredibly tiny or shockingly, and spoiler alert, sometimes really,
really big.
Yeah. And same with Evangeline Lilly.
No, Evangeline Lilly is in the movie.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And she does the same thing though.
No, she's the Wasp.
But doesn't she get smaller and bigger as well?
Yeah. It's like a Wasp. Yeah.
Cool Beans was so adamant that you sit through the end, including
the credits, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, a lot of movies have that, right? Where you stay to the end and then there's some little fun thing. But this one seemingly was, and I mean, I'm not asking you to give a spoiler alert, but
no,
you were like, oh my God, you have to sit through the credits.
Because I was not expecting that. That's not where my mind was going. And maybe I'm just not that smart. I don't know. But
that's not true.
The smartest one on the show. That's not saying much,
not saying
but still.
A lot, right?
No.
But when I saw it, I was like, wow. I mean, I was just like, wow. I wasn't even... thinking that way. Yeah.
The movie continues when the credits roll?
Chelsea, no spoilers.
I need a hint.
Yeah,
well,
you just have to sit through the credits. And the Marvel Universe movies are pretty much known for that. So usually nobody gets up anyway until the very end. It's basically the theater has to turn the lights on to let you know that nothing else is showing up. So, but definitely. And it's worth it. It was a good payout.
And you said theater, which I love.
Evangeline Lilly.
I love that too. I love Leonard. I just love Cool Beans. And I love me when I say Evangeline.
How am I supposed to say theater?
I mean,
it's tomato.
Theater.
theaters.
Or theater, as you said, which I'm serious. I like it.
We need like some sort of meter. You know, those two guys had their thumbs, and then there's the 1 out of 5 scale. We need a cool beans meter of some sort so that she could come in and give us that, and we can all know what she's talking about.
CB rating?
A cool beans rating? Mm-hmm. Right.
Some kind of level of
a lot of people are suggesting beans on social media. Like, how many beans does Cool Beans give it? Which I feel is not fun enough.
Right.
Honestly. I mean, Cool Beans is fun, but just giving it beans doesn't seem fun.
What about bears?
We know the things that she loves. Build-A-Bear, Justin Timberlake. How many Timberlakes do you give it? Maybe
that's it.
How many inches of Timberlake do you give it?
Oh, no.
I don't know that that's...
I did hear he was pretty well endowed.
Okay.
I was talking about how tall he was.
You guys go to lunch and talk about this.
Her grading system is not going to be Timberlake penis. That's not happening.
How many TPs do you give this movie?
I don't feel like
Patricia Clarkson did say he was... He did. She did.
Keep
I'm just
it
telling
in your pants.
We're still on the air right now.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you what she said. Mm-hmm. She saw it and it was pretty big.
Save it for the theater.
Put it on Woody's sausage blog.
Sausage.
All right. Well, I guess we've solved nothing there, but except that she's given it a hierarchy. If you have a suggestion for the Cool Beans rating system, feel free to share those. Other than beans, we've covered that part. And I don't think Timber Penis is going to work either.
We just call him Timber Peen.
Hey.
No.
Thank you, Cool Beans. She'll be reachable at 844-4WW-SHOW, but don't tie her up, because she's got a lot to do.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay?
Speaking of the movies, we just heard the replay there from Friday when Cool Beans was telling us about, well, I guess specifically Ant-Man and then Skyscraper.
Yep.
Did you see how they did over the weekend?
I did see that, I read somewhere that Skyscraper bombed.
I mean, I had to be considered a pretty big disappointment. $25 million is what Skyscraper made.
And then it cost $150 to make or something crazy like that.
They put so much effort into that, right?
Yeah.
All the commercials and the promos and everything for the Rock movie.
Yep.
And it was beat out by two other movies just this weekend, including Ant-Man that was in, obviously, its second week. Which the word of mouth on that is so good. You know, it's one of those that did great out of the box. And I think it's going to continue to do well because everybody who's seen it is like, oh my God, it's fantastic.
And who stars in that?
Evangeline Lilly. And
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly.
The crusher number one was the Hotel Transylvania. That was by far and away the number one movie over the weekend.
But
animated. That's Adam Sandler as the lead, I believe, and like every star you've ever heard of.
When you've got kid movies, those tend to make a ton of money, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, versus, I don't know what Skyscraper is. Is it PG-13? Is it R?
I assume it's PG-13, but I don't know.
So you got less of the audience. That's what they always said when, you know, Deadpool came out. It's like, oh, it's an R-rated Marvel. Oh, no. And then it crushes, and you're like, okay, we can handle it. We're adults.
Well, more importantly than in the movies, what about real life? How was the weekend? Huh? Back at it? We got a full effing 5-day week.
Nope.
I don't know who signed us up for that.
Not going to do it.
I mean, we had 4 last week, and that seemed exceedingly long. Now we're going to go 5?
I could not fall asleep either, and it was not out of sheer excitement.
What was going on?
Who knows? I always have trouble falling asleep.
Really?
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Right.
I have trouble staying awake.
Well, it's because you run yourself into the ground and only get like a nap every night.
Maybe you should work harder.
Is that what you call it? When you're in some kind of wormhole of videos at midnight, you're working harder?
That's part of it. When you
stay up late to watch college basketball, is that working harder?
That's only part of the year. Come on.
doing a lot of important
things. Well, thanks for your sympathy. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I lost my wedding ring this week. Yeah.
What do you mean you lost your wedding ring?
What do you mean on purpose?
Oh, yeah, well, I got lost.
That's not a crazy question.
No,
I was... Your wife losing it for you would be most likely.
We were at the beach, and, you know, when you get in the water, sometimes it just... It felt like my wedding ring was coming off already, so I took it off and put it in my pocket.
Oh.
But I've got, you know, some surf trunks that have the zippered pocket on it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you accidentally zippered off your pant legs and your ring was in the zippered off part and it floated out to sea.
And so I'm like, oh, I'll put this in, you know, a safer place. Because if you're swimming and you're throwing your hand forward, and I was playing with the kids in the surf and I don't want the ring to come off. Guess who has a giant hole in the pocket where the ring used to be? I think I donated it to the ocean.
He had burned a hole in your pants and escaped?
I think he's saying there was already a hole in his pocket.
That's correct. And so I was like, yay, how do I explain this?
Does she know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How excited is she?
On a scale from 1 to 10, probably 38. She's like, hell yeah, does this mean I no longer have to be manacled to you, fat boy?
Is that the way it works? Is it annulled right then?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I feel like she put a hole in your pocket is what I think.
Seriously, she's okay with it, though?
Did she suggest, like, hey, why don't you take your ring off while you swim?
I don't know. No, she did not suggest.
Because that would be fishy.
Is she okay with it, Chelsea? No. I mean, she's not excited, but this is not the first wedding ring.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry?
Not the first wedding ring.
Oh, you've lost others?
No, just to have multiples.
Just to have mold? They're not flip-flops.
Don't look at me like what you just said is normal.
I think most people have multiple. No, you have the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think most people have the same wedding ring unless they lost it.
Nope. Still have my other one.
Why would you have two?
We got this for like our 10th anniversary or something like that.
That's not, just FYI, that's not a wedding ring. That's some sort of anniversary ring or a keepsake.
All right.
Are they all
then
the
I
same?
Lost my keepsake.
So wait,
ring.
Which did you? Oh, so you didn't lose the?
Not the original wedding ring. No,
you don't wear the original.
Correct.
Why?
Because he got a new one on his 10th anniversary. Apparently,
because she gave me another one, and I was like, "All right, well, I'll wear this one."
Don't look at me like that. Question is weird. I think that's unusual. What you just said.
All right,
Chelsea. Right.
I'm not a man with a wedding ring, but I agree with Wilcox.
Well, but is it not just a man? Obviously, your wife is wearing a new ring as well.
Yes.
Right. I mean, obviously, on their 10th anniversary, he's saying they both got new rings.
A completely new ring for her as well?
Yeah.
I feel like most women will just add to the one that they have.
That would be more typical.
Well, I mean, we went to Diamonds Direct. I highly recommend them, by the way, Diamonds Direct.
That, right.
And then we took apart her old ring and then, you know, melted down some parts and reused diamonds and stuff like that. But it is a new ring.
Okay. I mean, I don't care that much, but I do find it a little bit unusual, right, especially for that you did the same.
So I guess what I'm saying is I'm on the market.
By the way, it's interesting, obviously. That's gross that you mention wedding rings, because this came in on the Fez line over the weekend.
Hey, Woody Wilcox, Chels. This is Daniel Schwab from Fairbanks, Alaska. I got big news. Didn't have anyone else to share it with, so I figured I'd call you guys. So I got a wedding ring for my fiance. Oh, I know, big news. She doesn't know it yet. She also doesn't know that she's my fiance yet. She also doesn't know we're a couple yet. She also doesn't know that I watch her with binoculars every day. Oh, we love each other so much.
So maybe there's a guy that you can hang out with now that you are no longer married. Nah. It's odd that that would come in on the same day that you tell your story about your odd wedding ring fiasco, but there it is.
Right.
So you and Daniel and Fairbanks have a lot more in common, I guess, than you would have imagined. Here's the deal. Let's jump into this thing. Enough about that. A couple things that caught my eye that I didn't know until just this morning. First of all, they taped the roast of Bruce Willis over the weekend.
They did?
They taped it, so it hasn't aired yet, but they taped it, and so certain things have leaked, if I may use that expression, including some of the roasters, and this is always what we wonder about. And there was a person who did roast Bruce Willis, who they now are saying may be the worst ever. Worse than Ann Coulter.
No.
Worse than The Situation.
No.
Which are both considered the two worst roasters of all time on these celebrity roasts. So if you didn't see who that is, I'll share that with you. There were a couple of surprises, and we'll tell you when you'll be able to see the actual celebrity roast. And speaking of celebrities, a celebrity that we all know, and I think in most regards respect, is being sued for something I don't think I've ever heard of a celebrity being sued for. Both of those we'll share with you when we get into the chat, coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now, it's time for The Chat Report. Stuff happening around the globe.
The G is silent.
On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, a couple of things up front that you may or may not care about. Today is Amazon Prime Day, kind of. It starts later today.
Why?
Somehow. I don't quite understand how they decide to do what they do.
But it officially kicks off at 3 o'clock Eastern.
That's correct, yeah. And it goes through all day tomorrow until midnight. So if you really want to look at which one is more the prime day, it's tomorrow, but it starts today.
So they want to make sure everyone is up, like West Coast included.
It's the West Coast bias.
So this is the thing where if you're a prime member of Amazon, then there are certain deals. And they say, by the way, just go and shop now, put it in your cart, and then later when the deals hit, it will automatically update. And if any of the things you put in your cart are on sale, then boom, you get those savings. That's kind of the way. But I think they say that pretending like there's going to be some mad rush. And in reality, I don't think this is ever as successful as they want it to be.
Well, the deals,
matter of fact, there was a survey that said 60% of people plan on even poking around on those deals.
Was it last year or maybe the year before where it was like they made this huge deal of this and then you were like, you saved 43 cents. And you're like, ugh.
Right. Yeah, they had some kind of previews last night. And Frank was like, these don't look that great. But they must do it for a reason. Because we're talking about it. Maybe suddenly you're on there. Now you're like, I'm going to order something else.
Sure.
Like,
hype.
This is the fourth year they've done it. So it's obviously worked well enough to continue doing it. But other retailers do some other stuff. Like you can go to Best Buy and some of these others. And they've all got deals going too. They're all calling it Black Friday in July. It's not Friday. The whole thing is so confusing. I need a map.
But I saw Target's in on it. Google's in on it. Like everybody's price matching. eBay is price matching.
Well, maybe it's good for the economy.
I thought that was an auction site where you could bid on stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, honestly, how they would have a special deal. Before we get to the celebrity roast information, I did mention that a celebrity is being sued. Have you seen who the celebrity is? This isn't going to be easy for all of us.
No.
He's one of our favorites.
Bob Saget?
No, not good Bob guess, Saget. Though. That is a good guess. Not quite as legitimately one of our favorites. When I say one of our favorites, I mean it a bit sarcastically. Alex Trebek is being sued. Why would you assume Alex Trebek is being sued? Anybody want to take a guess at that?
If your
answer is because his dog frightened a woman, then you are correct. Not attacked a woman, but frightened a woman. And there's a difference. The dog never made any contact with her, but she's suing. The situation was she was walking her dog around Alex Trebek's neighborhood. I guess she lives in the same neighborhood. And as she walked by, Alex Trebek's dog ran toward her. Did not attack her, did not touch her, but she fell down. And now, by the way, says she was injured and suffers mental and emotional damages, which, by the way, have affected her ability to work.
Loss of consort?
Well, that's obviously included, right? It has to be. No mention, sadly, as to how much dough she wants. I'm sure she had to submit the lawsuit in the form of a question.
I mean, is this where we are?
What do you mean? Is this just, where we are?
I'm going to allow a moment for your joke.
No, sorry. That's fine. It's not that good. You can move on.
I liked it.
It was solid.
Is this where we are, like, as a society, though? I mean, anytime you get startled by life for whatever reason. I mean, I don't think Alex Trebek told his dog, hey, go run towards that woman.
I'll be honest. I didn't really realize it was an option. I'm not somebody who's probably going to sue somebody. Although, I mean, let's be fair. I don't know the whole story, but you're right. It seems funny that, you know, you claim you were attacked by a dog that never touched you. But frankly, when I first saw Trebek without the mustache, I fell back a little bit too. Now, yeah. I didn't injure myself, but I did feel like I was mentally challenged a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you have loss of consort?
Well, I've been able to sort of complete the mission, but not if I'm looking at him. Right? I mean, to me, Trebek has a mustache, and now that he doesn't, it really troubles me.
Are you trying to complete the mission while looking at him? That's why you know you can't?
No, but you never know what's going to happen.
I have an 8x10 on our headboard. It helps me hold out.
Oh, you're talking about when you're with your wife.
No, just by myself.
Okay, all right, yeah. So, you know, let's all put our hands together and say a little prayer for Alex Trebek. And this isn't going to be an easy episode, clearly.
All of us being startled is a part of life.
So we should expect to be startled every day. Well, sure. I feel like, why not?
In nothing but a G thing, this doctor rapped, never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping.
Right. I think once you've said
like
that. You've said that a million times. Right,
yes. She sang, no. Now that it's raining more than ever, you can stand under my umbrella, Ella, Ella, Val?
It was Rihanna?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. You can't sue for that.
You go, yo, Holmes. Yo, Holmes. Smell you later.
Right, and you may be able to sue for that. I'm not
you
sure.
Go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. Right. People treat me like this Hall of Fame L.A. Lakers center.
Right. Can't do it.
You go, ooh.
Right, no.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
That's not even... That's the fake right. Trebek.
Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Yeah.
Great. Let's take a look at the final board.
That's Will Ferrell pretending to be Trebek, who, by the way, Will Ferrell, happy birthday, 51 years young today.
Wow.
And finally, they taped the celebrity roast of Bruce Willis over the weekend. I wish I had in front of me when this is going to air. I know I made a note of it in my calendar. Does anybody have that exact date? Because obviously it hasn't aired yet. Wait, I've got it. July the 29th.
I knew it. I should have said it out loud.
You should have. I know you're good with dates. July the 29th is when this will actually air, but they taped it over the weekend. There were a couple of surprises. Demi Moore came out and did some roasting of Bruce Willis.
Yeah, they were married
for a while. They were married, obviously, for a while, so that was interesting. Some of the other roasters, as we've come to expect, Nikki Glaser, who's hilarious. Joseph Gordon-Levitt will be roasting at the roast of Bruce Willis.
Love him.
We talked about that.
Kevin Pollak will be roasting.
Very funny, dude.
Martha Stewart is back.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she was in one of the roasts earlier.
That's when she and Snoop fell in love.
Obviously, Jeff Ross, who's the Roastmaster General, who we love so much. Cybill Shepherd.
Stop it.
I guess because of moonlighting, right?
Wow.
So she's apparently going to roast Bruce Willis. That's the thing, is that the comedians really carry it. And I get that they want to bring in some randoms, and that's fun. And, you know, I don't love anything more than celebrity roasts, including my family. But you got to be careful, because if you bring too many ringers, or not ringers, but sort of outliers who aren't comedians, you run the risk of it struggling. Right?
But isn't that the beauty of pre-recording? I mean, there could be things we never see.
Well, I just hope that they have enough comedians that legitimately can roast, because the one that was announced that was the real shocker, and the one that they're claiming now is going to rival the worst roasters of all time, Dennis Rodman is roasting Bruce Willis.
Oh,
yes, Dennis Rodman. And if you are a fan the way we are of Celebrity Roast, you know that some of the worst of all time, last time out, I believe it was the Rob Lowe roast, where from the news.
Ann Coulter?
Ann Coulter roasted. And if you didn't catch that.
I'm honored to share this stage with a patriot, Rob Riegel. Thank you for your service. You were a Marine for over 20 years. You've seen things no man should have seen, including The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Peyton Manning, I applaud your conservative convictions. I know you're a big supporter of Jeb Bush. That's a political contribution that will pay handsomely. Jeb got 4 delegates, which makes me laugh harder than any of the jokes tonight.
So Ann Coulter, considered widely to be one of the worst roasters ever. Of course, the situation from the Jersey Shore a few years ago.
Oh, hey, what are you going to do?
As he just kept getting booed and just kept saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, boo. Yeah.
He was worse, I want to say, than Ann Coulter. And yes, that seems impossible, but
Ann
I
Coulter
think it was true.
Just can't laugh.
So I think they're saying Dennis Rodman may be worse than both of them. So we've got that to learn. Why wouldn't you want to watch the roast now?
Or is that their hook that they're hanging this on?
It's probably a little bit of that, but I can imagine that that might be accurate, wouldn't you? I'd have a hard time imagining that he'd be really good at it.
Yes.
I mean, great rebounder and obviously...
snappy dresser.
Saved us from North Korea, but... I don't know about comedian. Not sure about that one. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida. Did I cover everything that I said I was going to cover? Because that's something I'm always bad at. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida. Couple of things that I think are very important that we need to cover, and we're going to hit that for you coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We've got 3 stories that we're going to share with you here real quick. That's what we do when we play this game, It Happened in Florida. And if you're new to it, they're all true stories. We're not making things up. It's just that they've happened all over the globe, and you need to identify the one that happened in the state of Florida, which is consistently cranking out the crazy. And so we tip the cap. 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one.
Story number one has to do with a man trying to rob a bank. And here we are, right in the middle of July. And he was caught out because, well, when you're wearing a heavy flannel shirt and wearing a ski mask while walking down the street and into a bank, it sort of gives people the tip that you're up to no good when you're doing it in the middle of July. He was surprised that the security guard noticed him with a flannel and ski mask on walking into the bank and stopped him before he could get anything done. The question for you was, is it in Florida where he didn't think everything through, didn't even make it to the counter before his bank robbery was foiled?
We've had a lot of issues with airlines lately, right? I mean, it's always a topic, it seems like, these days, yes, whether they're killing your pet or, you know, pulling you off of a plane without your consent. We've heard those, certainly. Exactly. That was that guy. Did you see the latest on a flight that dropped, let's see, 20,000 feet out of the blue? They were cruising at 32,000 feet. And within a matter of minutes, dropped 20,000 feet and the oxygen masks all deployed. You see that story?
Does that not happen, not regularly, but
I don't think that
commonly?
Happens regularly.
I think it happens on the.
I mean, that's an emergency situation when you drop 20,000 feet in a quick amount of time and the oxygen mask dropped down. Did you see why that happened is really the key to this particular story. And if you didn't, and your answer, if you're guessing, is... because the pilots were vaping, congratulations, you have nailed it.
Vaping?
The pilots apparently were vaping in the cockpit, and maybe that alone wouldn't have caused the problem. But one of the pilots, I believe the co-pilot in this case, didn't want their smoke to go out into the cabin, because there's a recycler, I guess, throughout the airplane, and they can control that through vents and things in the cockpit. So he thought, well, I'll just shut down the recycle vents so that our smoke doesn't go back into the cabin so nobody knows we're vaping in the cockpit. But he accidentally shut off the oxygen.
Whoops!
Depressurizing the plane, which, if left unchecked for very long, all of them would pass out and that plane would crash after running out of gas. That's happened more than a time or two, usually not because of vaping.
That's how we lost Payne Stewart, remember? That was, yeah.
That's right. Luckily, they were able to drop the plane down to an altitude where it was okay and the oxygen mask dropped down in time so that no one was lost and they did not lose consciousness. Is it a flight that was going to or from Florida that nearly was sent into disaster because the pilots were vaping? Woody has the third and final story.
Third and final story has to do with the price of gas. Have you noticed that the price of gas seems to be creeping up lately?
Didn't that happen in the summer?
Yeah, I think you're right, Chelsea. They call it the special summer blend, where I think they just charge us more for the same
right,
gas.
Right, because you need it.
It led to a couple of guys trying to steal some gas from a gas station in story number three. By the old siphoning method, right? You go over to a tank, you put a hose down, and then you just start sucking till you get that siphon going, and then you fill up your couple of tanks, and then you're on your way.
Cool beans, you put a hose down, and you start sucking. We're going to need that.
However, the men in story number three chose poorly when it came to the tanks in the ground that they were siphoning from. They didn't choose the one that they put the gas in. They actually chose the one that was collecting all of the sewage for the bathroom, as this particular gas station had, what are those called again? The giant tanks outside. Why am I drawing a blank?
Well, are you talking about like a like an outhouse or a chemical toilet or something?
Not a sewage tank?
Septic tank?
Septic tank. Okay. Damn it. What's wrong with my brain this morning? Septic tank is what they were siphoning from. There's a slightly different smell between gasoline and your septic tank. However, these guys apparently did not notice once they started sucking. Was it in Florida? You be the judge. Let's let Jim have the first crack at this. Jim, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
How about number one?
Story number one is the one, yeah. Dude, you're wearing a heavy flannel and a ski mask in Hollywood, Florida. You're going to jail pretty quickly.
You know, it's funny. I think the flannel is unimportant once you're wearing the ski mask. I'm going to be honest with you. Tank top and ski mask still stands out to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You see a guy shirtless in ski mask, you're not going to let him in the bank?
I still feel like he's probably intent on robbing.
Yeah.
Story number two, not in this country. The flight was out of Hong Kong and was flying to mainland China when the two pilots began vaping, and to cover their tracks, because I guess you shouldn't be vaping as a pilot. I don't know. That's not technically smoking.
But they say you can't do it in the bathroom. So if you can't do it in the bathroom, you can't do it in the cockpit.
Is that vaping as well? I never hear it discussed. I don't know how that works.
Oh, no. They say it specifically.
Oh, yes. They do? Yeah. Okay. Well, apparently they shouldn't shut off the oxygen then when they do that as well. So that's where that went down, China.
15 minutes later, they were vaping again, and that's why it kept going down. No. Yes, yes! No. And not even this country, but in Australia is where two men were busted for siphoning from the septic tank instead of from the actual gas tank.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I know for some people, it's not that important that the World Cup happened over the weekend, but then for most of the world, it was a huge deal. If you didn't see, spoiler alert, France is your champion. They won the World Cup yesterday. Not a tremendously exciting game. Let's focus on the real excitement, the third place game on Saturday, right? Who's with me?
Did you tune in for it?
Nothing like finding out who's the third best team in the world. England lost that as well, so Belgium got that thing. No, that's not what I wanted to talk about, though. What was interesting was, whether you're a soccer fan or not, I thought this way transcended the soccer game itself. Two things happened. This morning, because of something that happened during the game yesterday, broadcasters all over the country are getting to say something that I think they're loving every minute of. That's A, and I'll explain that in more detail in a second. And B, the league that governs soccer throughout the world.
FIFA?
Yes, good job, Woody, especially for a non-soccer fan. That's impressive. FIFA, they have rule, I guess, over the World Cup. We're chastising broadcasters, the people who are actually televising the game, for something that apparently they were doing during their broadcasts. And they threatened to fine them and other. If you didn't see that, I was surprised, because I don't believe I've ever heard of a sporting event getting mad at those that were broadcasting it, like networks and so forth, for a specific thing that they were doing during the broadcast. We don't have time to dig in here. We'll dig into both of those things, and we'll do that coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So, those of you that are big soccer fans, you know the World Cup culminated over the weekend. I'm sure there are plenty of you like Woody who don't like soccer and don't care about it. What I wanted to share with you here was really has almost nothing, I guess, to do with soccer.
Outstanding.
I mean, so I think it covers a couple of bases for you. First of all, spoiler alert, France won. They beat Croatia 4-2. Couple of interesting goals, too. One was scored by a dude on his own goal when he tried to head a ball. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't like he turned and kicked the ball right into his own goal, but it was one of those that, you know, sort of glancing blow off his head and went into his own goal. The one that was worse was the France goalkeeper who they kicked back to him and he tried to kick it back out. And there was a guy from Croatia right there and he just put it right on his foot and boom, he went right in the goal. It was the strangest. It was crazy, but it didn't matter. Anyway, I said I wasn't going to talk soccer. I'm sorry. I've already started talking soccer. It was more about the headline that I saw. Two things. One of them was the headline said broadcasters, and this was just prior to the game. I think this came out on Friday of last week. Broadcasters warned not to focus on hot women while filming the World Cup games. This was an edict that came down from FIFA, the governing body of worldwide soccer. They told those broadcasting, which I guess includes Fox, who broadcast it here in America, do not focus on hot women during the games.
Why?
Anybody? Quote, World Cup broadcasters were given a stern warning by FIFA ahead of the final to not single out hot women in the crowd. Quote, it's common for broadcasters to pick attractive female fans from the crowd to use for cutaways. Cutaways, I believe, meaning like as soon as they go into a commercial or come back from a commercial. But the FIFA boss was not happy about it. FIFA will take action against things that are wrong. I'm quoting. We've done it with individual broadcasters. We've done it with our host broadcast services. FIFA claims to have found more than 30 cases throughout the tournament of, quote, hot female fan favoring.
Hang on a second.
That's a quote.
I don't know a lot about the World Cup, but there's like hundreds of games, right?
I don't know about hundreds, but there's a lot.
Each team plays in their own pool, and then there's the knockout round.
Right.
So they only found 30 instances of them showing hot women.
That they documented,
Do you need to, like, balance it out and show a picture of, like, John Lovitz or something like that? Where you're just like, and now we need a middle-aged balding man to be in the crowd. We need to balance it out with the hot women.
I mean, are they commenting on the woman's appearance? Is it fodder? Or are they just showing her as they fade out? Because every sport does this everywhere.
Yes, Chelsea. You watch a baseball game and they'll be like, oh, a good-looking crowd here tonight.
Do they? I don't know if they... I mean, they may show it. I don't think the announcers comment on women.
They don't, yeah.
But they'll show the dude with the rainbow wig, you know, and he's dancing and he's in the... I don't think they single out or comment on it, but it's like, hey, we got a great crowd having a lot of fun here tonight. It's to give you more of the scene than just whatever's happening on the field or the court.
Well, FIFA, the governing body of soccer, feels that it's sexist and they don't want to be a part of that. And they don't want their games covered that way by broadcasters and threaten to fine them and ban them from being there in the future.
It takes away from what's happening on the field, I guess.
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, I understand. Look, I get it. Nobody wants to be sexist or somehow exploit someone.
But we all enjoy looking at good-looking people.
And I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, do they show men? Is it just women? I mean, should they show hot dudes? And do they? Maybe they do. I don't know.
And at whose discretion? And what are the women doing? Like, are they shaking the, you know?
Agreed. I think it matters.
No, you cut her off. Shaking the what?
I could tell she wasn't going to finish it. She was doing it visually, so it's too bad we don't have a camera. Again, that would be sexist if we showed it, Chelsea. How dare you lure us down the path?
It's subjective, and it's the broadcasting corporation who does it, but there's a director who's telling all the camera guys in their ear what shots they're going to take. I mean, there's a guy switching, so it's one guy making the call.
Right, but I'm sure corporate broadcast company, whoever, had to send out that memo that said, hey, stop showing hot women in and out of the commercials. But you're right. I guess it's subjective. Is she a hot woman or not? I mean, I don't think the implication was start showing more mediocre looking women or find some ugly women. I think it was just stop focusing on women.
I think it's the gist of it, right?
So you can't, to say it's subjective, it's not subjective whether, well, I guess it could be subjective whether she's a woman
Camera
or not.
Camera three, show me somebody with a wart and very homely.
How is that conversation going? Is one guy like, you know, he's like, I'm going to show this shot. Is it okay? And his director's like, oh, too hot. Move on to the next one.
Give me a four. Right. Six.
Exactly. Give me more like a Walmart middle of the day minivan.
I'm talking B. Arthur after a hangover.
Well, but I think Chelsea's initial point was, are they just showing a woman sitting in the crowd? And if so, what's wrong with that? Or are they like waiting until she bends over and then they're like, get that. Then, of course, that's horrible. They shouldn't ever be doing that. And obviously, if she's wearing something that's revealing and then they catch her in a certain move that, you know, is unfortunate or fortunate, then you go, well, that's exploitation. Right. You're not going to do that. But if you're just showing the crowd, but I guess if it's only women, if that's all they're showing, then you go, well, that's a little bit different.
You have to do a case study.
You know, I doubt that they're making a decision on each shot about she's too hot. I don't think that's the point.
Everybody look at what camera nine is. That's what I'm looking for is what camera nine. She's you know, three or four beers and you're like, okay, I've got nothing else to do. It's closing time.
You don't have that sort of time, I don't think, when you're the director of a sporting broadcast.
How do you know? It's soccer. There's nothing going on the field.
Well, come on.
It moves quickly.
Right. There's long kicks.
It moves quickly. Here's what you missed. Two guys passing the ball back and forth.
But over long distances, Woody. I mean, you got to focus on what's going on. I'm serious.
Wow, That was almost a 40-yard pass.
Well, just because you don't understand. Woody doesn't understand the you know, the ins and outs, and that's fine.
I want to see what they were doing that led to this, you know.
Edict.
They do send out a couple of examples. And, Chelsea, I could tweet this out if you want, but they show this one woman here. Do you see my screen? And I'll tweet this out at Woody and Wilcox. I guess this is considered something that maybe they shouldn't be showing. I guess it's because she has a low-cut top on. I have no idea.
Thanks to
she's wearing underwear.
Thanks to vomiting seagulls tweeting at Woody and Wilcox. This is what happens when the FIFA president's wife starts watching the game. Yeah, I think you're exactly
right.
Well, maybe.
I mean, a woman that goes to a soccer game dressed like that is obviously looking for attention.
Yep.
And I feel like the camera would give it to her.
And they do.
I mean, isn't that how Pamela Anderson became famous?
She's self-made, much like Kylie Jenner, Chelsea. How dare you? I don't know. And I watched maybe 20 minutes of the game. I didn't notice anything one way or the other.
And I may get some flack for this, but there are people who are attractive without being slutty, like that picture you just showed me.
Agree. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like there needs to be a distinction.
Don't show the slutty-looking women.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear the FIFA president say that. Right. No more sluts in and out of commercials. Right.
Just, what do you mean?
Why are you guys slut-shaming now?
You know, and I didn't even get to the reason that the game was delayed. Did you see that?
The game was delayed. A shin injury.
No, it had nothing to do with soccer. Oh. There was something else that happened at the game.
Are you teasing me or do you want me to guess?
Yes, I am, because we're getting so late now because we talked about how many different ways that they would decide if a woman was hot. Thank you. It's your fault, for crying out loud. We'll get into that, and we'll get into that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were talking a second ago about some of the odd things that went on surrounding the World Cup. And again, you don't need to be a fan of soccer at all to appreciate them. We were talking a second ago about how the director of the overall governing body of soccer around the world had told all the broadcasters who were showing the game on TV, stop focusing in on hot women. That they weren't going to allow them to do that, and they were going to fine broadcasters if they kept doing it. In and out of commercials, in other words, they would focus in on a hot woman. And apparently they decided, you know what, we're not going to play into that. It's sexist and so forth and et cetera. So that was A. But then B, if you didn't watch the game, you might not have realized that they had to delay the game for about a minute. And it wasn't because someone was rolling around holding their shin, as Woody mentioned earlier. It had nothing to do with soccer. Here was a report from clearly a Canadian reporter talking about it.
Four people charged the pitch all at the same time, about 52 minutes into the game, wearing police uniforms. And one of the women actually managed to get to the center circle and even high-fived one of the players from France before being tackled to the ground by security. In total, the disruption probably delayed the game by about a minute. And international broadcasts could catch a glimpse of the action, but FIFA's policy is always to cut away when anything like that happens.
So protesters down on the field during the World Cup championship yesterday, obviously. And that, first of all, not a glowing endorsement of your security if somebody is allowed to get so far out that they high-five one of the players.
Right.
That's not positive, right? But secondarily, the thing that made it more interesting was they called these people protesters, but it was actually, supposedly, the members of a band. And the reason why I bring this up specifically is because of the name of the band. And you probably have heard of them. It's memorable. She describes it here.
Pussy Riot, the Russian punk rock band, claimed responsibility on their social media pages, and they called it a form of protest. In their statement, they said that they were calling for the release of political prisoners, that they wanted to see an end to what they referred to as the illegal arrests of protesters.
Pussy Riot is the name of a Russian punk band.
We've heard of them before, right? They've done similar things.
I don't know if you've had the same experience, but when I got up this morning and turned on the news, I got to, you know, you got to hear sort of the buttoned up news guy say Pussy Riot was out on the field. You know, you got to imagine that either he was terrified to say it or it's the best day of his life. I don't know which one, but when you're that guy, you know, the three-piece suit guy who does the news, and then
I've been a journalist for 37 years.
Right, and today I get to say Pussy Riot on the national news. I assume that's a big day for you, but
or did
I don't
they
know.
Try and dance around it?
No. Well, it's the name of the band. There's nothing wrong with it. It's, you know, it might be initially like, what did he say? But it is what it is. It's not dirty. Right. It is what you make of it.
I agree. But
so there's no reason why they'd have to dance around it. At least I didn't see guys dancing around it. I saw enjoyment.
Is that what you saw?
Muted, because right. I don't think they wanted to make it obvious, but I can see into the eyes. You know,
you're always looking them in the eyes.
They're the window of the soul, right? Yes. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at me pulling in a phrase.
On a Monday.
It's not like they were laughing at it, but it was, I just know that inside there was like a feeling of empowerment. Right.
Because you guys are all 12 on the inside.
That is
the
a
end
fact.
Of the day.
That's fairly accurate. Yes. That's about right. So, I mean, that was it. There wasn't any more to it than that.
They didn't like break into song or do anything.
No.
They were arrested.
They were wearing fake police uniforms, which is a bad idea, I feel like, on a lot of levels, because now you're impersonating an officer, I feel like.
They didn't go in like that. So that means they either had it underneath their regular clothes and just whoop, like the tearaway pants, or they brought a change of clothes with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Questions.
That these are all, that'll come out maybe in the movie.
Good.
You know. When they put out the movie about that 1 minute when Pussy Riot went out on the field and delayed the World Cup final. So that happened. Keep your ears peeled for that. It'll be fun to listen to the professional broadcasters talk about that for the next day or so. Secondarily, and we didn't get to this on It Happened in Florida. We could have, but I don't want to wait, and I didn't want to use it earlier. So there was somebody who called 911, and we've talked about this before. Look. Don't misuse the 911 system. It's so important for all of us, but we know that people will. And a guy has gotten into some hot water for misusing the 911 system in a way that I don't think we've ever heard. And we've heard of a lot of ridiculous reasons that people have called 911. I want to play a little bit of audio for you. And then I think it's something that we're all going to need to discuss, and we'll probably need you to ring in on this topic as well, because it's something that everybody can relate to. We'll dig in next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Look, if you've listened to the Woody and Wilcox Show much, you know that it's occasionally a pastime of ours to play some of the more ridiculous calls that have gone into 911.
What?
And while it is funny sometimes, at the heart of it, it's not cool. You don't want our 911 system being stretched when they could be handling a serious emergency. And it's been everything from the nuisance birds, we've heard that one a million times, to the guy whose wife is stuck in her jacket, to the guy who's at the Four Seasons in a hot tub and can't find his towel, and he's all pruney. I mean, there have been, what day is it? They call 911, the Pizza Hut is taking too long. The list goes on and on. I don't remember hearing one where a guy called in because his wife was snoring too loud. Do you guys recall ever hearing anything like that?
Because his wife was snoring.
That's why the guy here that I'm about to play you called 911. He actually called the British equivalent of 911 because his wife was snoring. Now, Chelsea, you're going to love this. Strong accents.
Oh, all right.
Those of you that are new to the show, Chelsea struggles with strong accents. And that's what we've got here. Man calling the emergency systems there in England. I think we've got it.
Good morning, West Midlands Police. Matt speaking. How can I help?
Hello.
What's the issue, sir?
Yeah, that's my wife. She keeps snoring.
You're ringing because your wife keeps snoring?
Well, she's very disturbing me. I can't know what to do. I don't know what I should do.
There's not a lot we can do, sir. Maybe when your wife wakes up, and maybe in the week you can speak to her about going to the doctors and...
It should sound like a motorbike.
I will advise you, sir. This isn't a police matter, by the way. Okay.
Sounds like a motorbike.
I thought he said motorbike,
I believe, is what he was saying. So not a police matter. You can hear the guy telling him that. I don't know if that guy ultimately got arrested, but I'd never heard of a 911 call over snoring. However, and this just came in when we were listening to it, Tim says, you guys haven't seen this one? And he sends along a clip to another story about it. Thank you, Tim.
Hear it. A Waukesha man calls 911 asking police to remove a snoring woman from his bed.
I was wondering if you could send an officer over to my place to have somebody physically removed.
Who do you want removed?
Just a girl. She's sleeping in my bed.
She's in your bed right now?
She's just snoring away like a train.
Is that her snoring that I'm hearing?
Yeah, she's snoring like a train.
I heard that in the background.
Was that easier, Chelsea? Wisconsin accent, a little easier than
a little
the UK?
Easier.
Yeah.
Still kind of grating, but a little easier.
So he comes home and just finds a woman in his bed snoring?
Apparently he may have picked her up somewhere along the way, if you know what I'm saying.
I wonder if he was just ready for her to leave and just use the snoring as an excuse.
Well, we could hear the snoring, though, in the
background. I mean, that's not fun, too, but...
Remember, I've told the story on the air before about when I made my roommate sleep in the bathroom, right? I feel like it's kind of similar. He didn't call 911 on me, but he probably should have. Back in my playing days in basketball, when I was playing college basketball, you know, when you'd go on the road, you had a roommate. And the first, I guess it was the first road trip we ever went on, when I woke up in the morning, he was gone. I was like, what? That's weird. And I go into the bathroom to use the bathroom, and he's asleep in the bathtub.
Is that a basketball thing?
No, he just was trying to get away from my snoring and had gone into the bathroom, shut the door, and then tried to sleep in the bathtub.
Oh. You told us it's bad. I mean, the snoring.
Oh, it is,
but Woody's heard it. It's not bad anymore, Chelsea, because I wear the CPAP, my friend.
That giant thing on your face.
I almost called 911 on him because I thought he was dying.
Well, I mean, I feel sad for you because your teammates probably were drawing straws from that point on to see who had a room with you. And that makes my heart hurt
pissed.
For you.
I can still remember how angry he was when I woke him up.
Oh, I mean, it's not like you did it on purpose.
No, I can't help it. Nobody who snores badly can help it, but I'm sure you've been through those things before.
My dad was like that. There was one Thanksgiving. I was probably 12. We had a house full of family, and I, you know, had to sleep in a sleeping bag on the floor of my parents' room, and it was bad. Like, I ended up in as far back in their walk-in closet, like under some shoes. That's where they found me the next morning. They didn't know what had happened to me. So, I mean, I get it that you... And
you
tried to
buffer yourself from the snoring by going into the closet and burying yourself.
Yes, it was that bad. And I didn't have to, you know, play a game the next day. So I didn't have to function. And it was where sleep is kind of important.
Right. 844-4WW-SHOW. What lengths have you had to go to? And maybe it's not just snoring, but let's limit it to, you know, in bed. And maybe, you know, because we've heard stories about people doing other things at night when they're asleep that they're not aware of other than just snoring. Maybe like it's talking.
Kicking.
Maybe kicking. Sure. I guess other things like that.
Flailing.
Maybe there's some other noise that they're making while they're sleeping.
Sleep sex.
Well, maybe. You're trying to get away from that? I guess. You could be.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Not if you're Woody.
If it's your basketball roommate, you might be.
Or not. Depends.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
what
you're
into. How bad
do you
want to make the team?
I mean, we were already on the team.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think there might be something to that. Plus, could be helpful. Maybe somebody has a technique. Some play, whether it's a place you hide or something that you do other than calling 911 that protects you from that sort of scenario.
Right.
I feel like there's something to that. A lot of people have probably been through it.
Yeah.
844-4WW-SHOW, the way you can get in. We'd love to get you on the radio, but you can also contribute, of course, at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter. I also tweeted out that story about the guy who called 911 because of the snoring.
I was thinking you were going to say, what's the weirdest thing you got when you picked up somebody and brought them home?
Oh.
Did you have to call 911 because they were snoring?
That might be. Yeah, I don't know.
That's for tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's right. We'll save that. Save that for your blog.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we were talking a second ago about a guy who called 911 on his wife. In this case, we heard two stories, actually. One was on his wife. The other was on his, well, on a girl. I guess I shouldn't say girlfriend, because I found another piece of audio on this guy's 911 call when he called 911 for a snoring woman in his bed.
It's like I'm trying to wake her up and she won't wake up.
And she's snoring like a train?
Snoring like a train.
That's an actual call to Waukesha police from a man upset about his female companion keeping him awake last weekend.
Did you bring her home with you?
Well, I assume so.
Wait, I guess. I don't know.
Dude's got a...
She could have just been there when he got home. He doesn't remember.
He brought a girl home from the bar, and now he's calling 911. That dude brought somebody home.
Right. He brought somebody who doesn't remember it, but he assumes that he brought her home because she's in his bed, and she's snoring so loud that he called 911. So we're opening it up to you. Certainly doesn't have to be limited to you bringing a girl home. Just did you have a significant other who snored? What did you have to do? I'm sure you didn't call 911, but I told the story about my roommate in college who had to sleep in the bathroom to try and muffle the snores when I used to be a bad snorer. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through.
I think Donna has something for us. Donna, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. Good morning.
Good morning. So I had an uncle that terrified me growing up that would snore, and he would, like, hit things. It was just crazy, him sleeping. So he went out of town and was staying in a hotel, and the people in the room next to him actually called the police because they thought there was a fight going on next door. It was just him sleeping.
So it was just him by himself, and the sound of him snoring sounded like two people fighting?
Yes. He would, like, hit the bed, and it was scary.
Well, and I bet what was happening, I don't know if you know whether did he have, like, sleep apnea?
Probably.
Because that's what I had, so I now wear this mask that's called a CPAP that helps you from snoring. And why I say that is because when you stop breathing that's what happens when people have apnea, and then they sort of snap back and start breathing again. A lot of times they flop, you know, they roll over really hard or they flail a little bit. So it's a great combo. Loud ass snoring and flopping around. It's terrible. And it's really terrible.
Yes. I remember him falling asleep on the couch when I was little, and him doing that, and it was scary as a little child.
Yeah, because your body's like getting choked out. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that you flail because you're like,
you're fighting for life.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So that's the part where you guys are like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like where it all like kind of like comes to a head.
well, it's not like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That sounds like a turkey.
Yeah, it's like that.
But yeah, but violently.
Your airway has been closed right. for 30 seconds, and now you're violently okay. opening it.
Sorry, I made you sound like a turkey.
And by the way, I'm the same fella that had the uncle that got whiplash when he fell asleep.
Oh, same guy?
A different uncle. No, different guy.
Wow, there's some horrible snoring and sleeping going on in your family.
Donna, we appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW. Two different uncles with two different issues.
How about this? And you're more than welcome to get in this way, too, if you can't call in, although we'd love to talk to you. Steven says, I did something similar to Wilcox's teammate that slept in the bathtub when they were on their basketball trip. I was on a road trip when I was a teenager for a dart tournament with a bunch of grown men. I already like it. I was in a room with my dad and another teammate who are both very burly men. It was relentless. I couldn't sleep, and I ended up going into the tiny hotel bathroom to get 2 hours of sleep. It's what happens when you play darts with a couple of burly men right. and sleep with them.
So, I'm sorry. Can you?
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you're allowed to be on a dart team with grown burly men.
And you travel, apparently,
or is
as well.
This all
with your,
code.
With your parents' permission, Chelsea.
Yeah, he was with his dad, who was one of the burly men, apparently. So 844-4WW-SHOW. What have you done to try and escape someone who did something weird in their sleep is what I'm talking about. You can get in, and we'd love to field your call.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We started this by talking about a guy, and as we found out later, a couple of guys who, over the course of time, have called 911 on a woman sleeping too loudly in their bed. One of them was a guy's wife, and then the other one was a guy that had just brought a woman home from a night of partying.
He thinks.
He's not sure.
I don't know.
He called 911 and she asked him, you know, is this, you bring this woman home? And his answer was, I guess so.
Last weekend.
Did you bring her home with you?
Well, I assume so.
Yeah.
You tell me.
I don't know, but she's snoring and I want her gone. 844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through. Thanks to everybody who's also chiming in on social media, including famous newsman Chuck Diapers. I was on a golf trip last year, he said, and I made my roommate switch villas. I woke up, he was gone. Bags, clothes, everything. He said I snored so bad he couldn't even be in the same house. It didn't help that I slept with the Woody and Wilcox Show on either.
Ooh.
Understood.
844-4WW-SHOW. Chris, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. What's your deal, man?
So I'm actually a sleep technologist. I actually have a license to do sleep testing on, like, people. And I actually see people do all kinds of things in their sleep. And there's actually, like, medical conditions that cause them to do this.
What are some of the weird stuff that you've seen? Because I think we've all heard of people, like Wilcox was talking about, where you do that loud flop from, you know, sleep apnea. But is there other stuff besides, you know, like kicking and thrashing?
I've had patients sing in their sleep. I mean, actual sing songs in their sleep. But the REM sleep behavior disorder is the craziest thing, especially when you see someone, like, choking out somebody in their sleep. And, you know, they're sleeping with somebody. Whoever is sleeping with them, they're going to get, like, you know, whatever's happening. You know, we've had people come in, like, you know, a husband and wife, and the wife would say, my husband's hitting me in his sleep, and I'm not sleeping with him anymore because I've got bruises, and he doesn't know he's doing it.
Yeah, we have heard those stories. I mean, in the past, we've done phone topics where people call in because they're doing just what you described, or sleep sex. I'm sure you've seen or heard about that.
Since in the sleep lab setting, we don't allow, like, spouses to sleep with each other, but we have seen, like, sleep. People playing with themselves in their sleep.
I don't even have to be asleep to do that.
All right, that's fine.
But the thing is, like, they're being recorded, like, I mean, for medical purposes, but, like, everything they do on camera, like, we have to document this. So if they start doing that, we have to keep, like, meticulous notes. We have to put patient is, you know, playing with themselves, like, or they're doing, you know, anything they do, we have to document, and no matter how embarrassing.
It's got to be fun to go back and read those notes.
Yeah, I'm sure the doctors really get a chuckle out of that. But it's
never a dull moment.
Oh, I'm sure. Chris, we appreciate the insight.
Tuggy,
man.
Tuggy, tug.
Right.
And he jerked them off.
Patient started at 12:49, finished at 4:37. We believe we have a new world record.
Switching gears for a second. So, Woody revealed when we first started off the show, and I think we need to get back to this, that something had happened. And maybe you've had this same thing happen to you. It happened over the weekend. But then there were some other facts that we learned about Woody specifically that I don't think Chelsea and I knew. So I'm going to dig into that and see if you want to join us in that conversation. Stand by for more info.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So this morning when we started the show, we were talking about what we did over the weekend, and Woody had gone to the beach and revealed that he had lost his wedding ring. Which, I mean, look, even for people related to this show, that's not a huge deal. I mean, you made it how many years before you lost your wedding ring? 18? How long have you been married?
19 years.
19 years. Because we knew, did Scott lose his wedding ring
the first day,
right?
The first day.
It's a little bit different when you get married next to an open cesspool. No, as opposed to
a
national wedding. Right. It means a little more, I think.
Again, yeah. Just another sign. I get it. You know. He did find it that same day. But, yeah, lost it the...
But then we found out that Woody revealed that the ring that he lost actually wasn't his actual wedding ring. That on their 10-year anniversary, they both got new rings. Right? Do I have that right? And yeah. So your actual wedding ring is still somewhere knocking around your house. You lost
somewhere
the ring that you got on your 10-year anniversary.
I don't know exactly where it is.
Like
if you pressed me right now to find it, it may take me a while.
What do you mean you don't know where it is? I mean, how many places did you just throw it somewhere and landed?
That's what I'm saying. I know roughly where it is.
Have you met Woody, Chelsea?
Yes. Have you seen
He's
my desk?
He's the guy in front of you. Yeah, go look at the desk in our office.
That's true. There's
it's
everything
on it.
Got
a stick of butter on it. Right. I mean, and that's just the beginning.
Well, for that reason alone, I feel like Cynthia would be like, let me put this in my jewelry area
that's
for
why,
you.
Sure. I'm sure that's exactly what she did with it. 10 years ago or whatever it was.
Right.
It's funny because I've seen a lot of other people. Eric just rang in earlier on the Woody Wilcox Facebook page. I have two extra rings in addition to my regular wedding ring that are silicone as opposed to the titanium one that we got as our actual wedding ring. I wear the silicone rings for work and that sort of thing. It's safer for the ring and safer for my hand. And then when I go out, I wear the titanium ring. I've seen a lot of people wearing the...
The silicone's very popular.
Like a black rubber. I guess it's a silicone. He says his is camouflage, by the way. It's a nice touch. You ought to think about that.
Classy.
Mm-hmm. He says they're only $20, and you lose it, it's not that big of a deal. They've been married 18 months. By the way, he makes a great point about how the wedding ring not only can be damaged, but it can damage you.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard the story, and this almost happened to my father-in-law, where he was working in the yard or something, and he was on the ladder, and the ring got, he started to fall, and the ring got stuck on the ladder, because it, you know, just hooked on some piece of metal. It can rip your finger off.
And Jimmy Fallon, same thing, right?
That's right. He had a very similar situation.
Yeah, he tripped and degloved the finger, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, that's right, where the skin just peels back.
But that can't happen with the silicone ring? I mean, theoretically, if you pull, it just rips it off.
Yeah. Stretches and does whatever. But does it mean as much because it's a silicone ring because it's just $20? There's no value to it? There's no...
I think it's how you view the ring, right? Like, it's, for me, I put...
It's symbolic.
It's spending a lot of money on a ring for a man or a woman, not my thing. I'd rather have, like, the better marriage than a better ring.
That makes sense.
Sure. There's a little hint of like experience.
I had never heard of these silicone rings until we talked about it earlier, and you can get them on Amazon, like every single color that there is.
Well, why don't you get one for your boy Frank?
I've asked him if that's okay. Not like, will you marry me, but just can you maybe sometimes wear this just to cut down on the number of women who try to talk to you? Because it happens all the time, like daily. Well, and I feel like...
Wait. You're going to put a ring on Frank, but you're not going to ask him. And it's because Frank is getting hit on so much every day?
Hang on. Look, is he telling you that, or yes, are you seeing that?
Lady,
both.
You're on with Woody and Wilcox.
I'm going to go ahead and call BS on that one.
Woody, this isn't about you. This, again, is about Frank.
Right, so. I've seen Frank.
I don't think that was a positive comment.
Wow, maybe not your cup of tea. Frank, if you're listening, Woody doesn't want to date you. I'm sure you're torn up about it.
Let's just say Frank outkicked his coverage with you by a long shot.
Wow.
Maybe it's not his look.
It's a combination of everything. Like about.
Have you seen his physical stature?
That's looks, though. I'm saying, you know, he's a gabber. He's a talker. Maybe.
He's a super nice guy too. So he's very friendly. And I see it happen all the time. All the time.
You see women hitting on Frank all the time.
Yes.
No.
And so I feel.
I mean, I tend to side with Woody on this one, but not because I don't think Frank is a lovely man.
Well, I
just
like,
think I don't.
Well, I mean,
I'm
maybe,
a man too, and I understand that it just doesn't happen that much, no right. matter who you are.
Well, thank I mean, you. I don't know what 29-year-old man is your cup of tea, but either of you. But obviously, Frank's not your type.
I'll
but
make I'm, out a list.
Okay, I'm telling you, it happened. I mean, at our last concert, he got physically groped by a woman who had already been told that he was taken. And there's witnesses to these things. I was not there, but yet still fired up about it. I would have gone to jail that night had I seen it.
Wait, you weren't there?
No, I had walked back to get, we were getting ready to leave. To
so
get,
he told you?
Yeah, but there were three witnesses to it. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Jimmy, call in right now and retell that
Jimmy.
Story.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, fake person? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, totally fake. Frank is just coming up with stories and saying, hey, honey, this really hot woman just totally grabbed my package.
I didn't say they were hot, A, but B, okay. I see it happen
really ugly
all the time. I see it happen. The sub sandwich line at the grocery store that women have followed him out.
You know, just because
trying to get
asking...
his son's haircut. Hey, do you want to go out and meet us at this fireworks thing? All the time. And I feel like if a woman sees a man with the ring, it's not going to happen as often.
I'm not sure.
So regardless of your personal feelings about Frank's attractiveness, it's happening.
I just don't think when they're asking if he wants extra mayonnaise, they're hitting on him.
She followed him out to the truck.
All right, don't make me separate you. Aunt has rung in on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. I cut my nose with my wedding ring. I'd like some more information on that, Aunt.
Dude, you've got your finger way too far in there.
Is that what you mean? You were picking? Or can I get a few more details on that, Aunt? 844-4WW show. You can ring in that way as well. I'm not sure what we're trying to take, but I think Aunt cutting his nose on his wedding ring, maybe it's ring injuries.
And by the way, on the Facebook page, a picture of Frank. So if you could rate his attractiveness.
Lord, which one did you pick?
No, it's the one that we put up there years ago.
I feel like you're very hateful on this for some reason, and I don't know where it's coming from.
I am not hateful. I just call BS on Frank getting hit on multiple times a day, every day.
Side note, Corey on Twitter, at Woody and Wilcox, don't feel bad, Woody, about losing your ring. My wife lost my wedding ring on the night before our wedding. She had to use her father's ring as the replacement. How'd so, she- Corey, you're saying at your wedding, your wife put her dad's wedding ring on your finger? Do I have that right? And lost it, like never found it again?
Craziness.
I feel like we're missing something.
Yes. Odd wedding ring stories. That's what we're on to. I'm fine with that. And if you want to ring in on whether you believe Chelsea's boyfriend Frank is truly getting hit on by all these women, you're welcome to get in as well.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, we were talking about several things there. The fact that Woody lost his wedding ring in the ocean over the weekend, and then somehow we got into a discussion of whether Chelsea's boyfriend Frank is homely or not. I don't exactly even know how we got there. I think Chelsea was talking about she wants to put a ring on him, even though they're not going to get married, just so that she can keep women from hitting on him.
We're not. I'm just saying currently.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't mean that you're never getting married. I don't know what your deal is.
I feel like you're just trying to start stuff.
No. That was just the nutshell of it.
Okay.
By the way, earlier we had shared a Facebook post from a guy named Ant. who said that he had cut his nose with his wedding ring. And then you said, oh, he's just making a joke.
Right. He was like double knuckle deep in that bad boy.
That he was somehow picking his nose and injured himself. But I don't believe that's correct.
I see Ant is on line one. Is
right.
this Ant from the Facebook page, Ant?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So that wasn't a joke? You really did that?
Yeah. So what happened was I was taking scuba diving lessons. And I have a ring that is gold, except for a center serrated, it's a center groove filled by white gold. And to fill that groove, all around it is a serrated edge, literally, sharp as can be, which I did not know. So I was doing scuba diving lessons, got out, went to like, I don't know if I took my mask off or what it was, but I glanced my nose with the ring, didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I felt something like a sharp pain. Touched my nose, and I had blood coming out of the top. So it turned out that whatever it was in the pool knocked out the white gold. I didn't realize that, and I sliced my nose open with the ring on the serrated edge. So luckily I didn't need stitches, but I had to go get the ring repaired. So it was a... I wish it was me picking my nose. It would have been a better story, but...
I totally agree. It would have been a better story. It's still pretty crazy.
I like it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I told you guys it probably wasn't a nose picking.
I just assumed that it was, a nose picking.
He's
joke.
Two knuckles deep in there getting after that bad boy.
All right. So that's an injury that I wouldn't have anticipated. Thank you, Ant.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW.
Hey, guys, this is kind of on the topic of what you're talking about, says George on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. We didn't get a wedding band lost. We got a marriage license lost.
Ooh. That's worse.
My wife's grandfather is an ordained minister, and he married us. However, after he signed the marriage license, he forgot to give it to us, and after the ceremony, he lost it in a book somewhere. We filed for a replacement. We did finally receive that replacement. I should note that we were married in Pennsylvania. We live in North Carolina, and he lived in Florida at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that plays out. And by the way, thanks to your mom, Woody, who tweeted in a great photo. It's that picture, Chelsea, of Frank lying in bed, and then your face is blurred out, and it just says random woman on it. Well done, Woody's mom.
844-4WW-SHOW. Speaking of Frank and your attempts to claim him, Tony, hang on the line. Tony has a bit of advice for you, Chelsea, about placing a ring on Frank's finger. We're going to talk to Tony next, and we've got a phone line open for you at 844-4WW-SHOW.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, it's a large topic that we've gotten into here at 844-4WW-SHOW, but I guess, among other things, Chelsea was saying that she feels like Frank, her boyfriend, is getting too much attention from the ladies, and that she's considered, even though they're not talking about getting married yet, jokingly, I think, kind of, right, Chels? Getting him a ring so that, the ladies will stay away.
Maybe cut down on it a little bit. I'm sure there are those trifling ones who just think it's a challenge.
Trifling.
844-4WW-SHOW. Tony has a bit of advice for you. Tony, what's your deal?
So I was just commenting on Chelsea, talking about Frank being a nice guy and being hit on.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding rings do not matter to anyone. They will hit on him whether he has a ring on his finger or not. I have seen it happen. I've been married for 13 years. I had my husband worked at a haunted house, and he helped a girl who fell down who was working with him. And months later, she called him up and was like, hey, I'm in this bad situation with my boyfriend. I was thinking maybe I could get out of here and come and live with you and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I'm married. And she was like, oh, I thought maybe that wasn't working out or something. And he was like, no, I'm married. But if you need somewhere to stay in a bad situation, that's fine. But nothing's going to happen. And all he did was help her up because she scraped her knee. It happens all the time. It did not matter that he was wearing a ring.
Now, is your husband homely like Frank is?
No, he's very attractive. He's a better looking, geeky, nerdy guy. He's into comics and stuff like that. But he's not
he's ugly.
Some of the guys that you see at Comic-Cons. He's very fairly attractive. Oh. And I blame it on his pheromones. I tell him he has pheromones that, like, women are attracted to.
I think there may be some of that going on, too. And it,
yeah.
I understand that it will not stop some women. And I don't feel insecure at all about the way that he feels about me. It's just annoying. It's annoying for me to watch other women do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very selfish.
I completely and totally agree. It's very obnoxious that, like, women are like, oh, you're married? Well, I don't really care. Let's hook up anyway, because it happens.
Can you,
I've personally seen it happen.
Can you give me these girls' numbers, Tony?
I don't have them. Otherwise, I would, Woody.
No, remember, you're married too, Woody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's, yeah. Well, I thought since I don't have the wedding ring on it anymore, it doesn't count, right?
No, it still counts.
Gotcha. Appreciate the call, Tony. 844-4W. Oh, would you looky here.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hey, no. It's Frank, everybody.
Oh, no. Hi, honey.
Oh, no. Hi, baby.
How about Woody calling you homely there a couple of seconds ago?
I know, I thought we were going to play grab ass tomorrow at beer club, but that's definitely not happening.
Apparently, it's happening with everybody but me.
No, so it's happened like three or four times out of the year we've been together.
When you say it, what do you do? It's happened. What do you mean it's happened? What?
Oh, just like, you know, little, like the 30 seconds to Mars thing. Like, I got groped at that. That was kind of strange after I literally just said, I'm with my girlfriend here. It's just like things like that. But it's not like grabbing all the time. It's just little things, which you're right, though, Wilcox. I don't think that happens much to guys. So, I mean, I feel like three or four times out of, what, 365 days, that's not a very high percentage, right?
Well, A, it's more than three or four times. I mean, we're not just talking about the grabbing.
Then wouldn't
Frank
know?
Yeah, but you're counting stuff like yesterday at, like, Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you can't count that.
I'm sorry, you got grabbed by a woman at Chuck E. Cheese?
She would have if I hadn't been there.
Oh, my gosh. That you just look way too much into things, I feel like.
See, I think that's it. And that's what I was saying earlier, is that Chelsea's overblowing this thing.
Oh, no. He's just oblivious to it. I need every woman who gets what I'm saying to call and back me up right now.
Well, they're not there, so they can't back you up.
Well, you see women's body language. This woman's, like, sprinting to get the skee balls that his son is throwing so she can hand them back. I know women. I see how they look at you, and I see their behavior.
Hang on. Before you jump in, Frank, and I'm going to need you to jump in, but before you do, you're saying that somehow at Chuck E. Cheese, a woman sprinted to get her skee balls from her kid so that what, she could be near Frank?
No, we'd already had a bet as to whether or not he would be hit on while we were at the Chuck E. Cheese. He came up to me, and he pointed one woman out who was making a move with her eyes. I'm like, okay, I got it, because it's a fun game we play. His son, bad mood, starts throwing the skee balls instead of up the ramp. So I'm rushing to pick him up. This woman comes out of the side to try to collect these skee balls that his son River is throwing so she can hand them back to him. Like, I see her out of the corner of my eye. She sees me, and it's just
you
like...
You are psycho.
I am not.
You are a straight-up psycho girlfriend.
Oh,
my
God.
You are seeing stuff that is not there.
It would be different, Woody, if I went up to these women. I was like, what are you looking at? Like, I'm not like that.
You're
but
not
I mean,
confronting them.
He's getting ass out on dates at hair-cutting places, the subline at Harris Teeter. That happened? Are you just forgetting about these things?
Frank, your thoughts.
Yeah, I said that, the 30 seconds to Mars thing, and I said the getting River's haircut, though, I think she was just being nice, like thought I was just a single dad, like wanted to go see fireworks. Like, that's, I feel like she was being nice about that. Like,
this
not
is
a,
what he says, yeah. They're just being nice. On. They're just being friendly. They're just taking off their pants in front of me.
They're not.
No one said that.
Well, you know what, Frank? You are the guy in a horror movie that just walked into the house, and the house is like, get out.
Are you saying because of me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You are the high psycho who just...
I am not. Like, other women would get it. Like, I'm not losing my mind. I am not throwing down with these women because I think they look at him. I'm not that crazy, Woody.
Yeah.
If anything, it's flattering. But if a woman knows who you are and knows he's with somebody and just completely disregards it, well, now I'm ready to fight. Like, physically fight. As
well,
if
I
had...
Like, I feel like the whole, like, the summer camp thing was the craziest. Did you tell them the whole story about that?
Yeah, they don't believe me. I said there were witnesses. They still don't believe me. No, I don't even know if we have time for it. Honey, we don't have time for it.
We're not going to get into it here because she believes that somebody handing you ski balls is flirting, okay? That's the end
of
the discussion.
You didn't see that there was already a previous incident with this woman and how she came out from the side. You just didn't see it. You're not used to getting this attention, Woody, right. So you don't understand.
I don't have people handing me balls ever. Even in the steam room at the Y.
I don't think that's true.
So, anyway.
Well, there'll be more. Frank, here's the thing. You're welcome anytime, okay? So I have a feeling this is going to come up a lot, and we're going to need your 2 cents on it. So you can maybe tell your story about getting groped again later.
And I did not mean to call you homely. You are grotesque.
Thank you very much.
Good times. It's all right,
guys.
All right, Frank. All right, love you, Frank.
Yeah, don't get hit on today.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, okay. There he goes. So I guess he will be at Beer Club. That's good. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida that we're going to get to, and some cautionary tales and some things to be learned. There's no question about that. We'll dig in next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Three stories. Woody and I are going to share them with you here on this round of It Happened in Florida, and they're all true. We're not making any stories up. These are ripped from the headlines, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world, and you need to spot the Florida story to win. 844-4WW-SHOW. Play along on your own if you'd like to. Woody, you'll start us off with story number one.
Story number one, I think, is summed up in the headline, and the headline reads, Kevin the Goat takes life by the horns, causes chaos. And like a lot of people, you read that headline and you think to yourself, oh, I bet that's about a goat who is keeping local law enforcement busy and also entertaining local residents.
That's not what I was thinking.
Really?
Actually. I don't know if I was thinking anything, to be honest.
I got lost after a goat named Kevin.
Yeah. Right? I thought you'd love that, Chelsea.
I do.
That
is
a good point.
He is a goat named Kevin. Quote, he's just a normal goat, eats a lot, does what goats do, according to the owner. However, according to local cops, he can be a pest. Apparently, he likes to go down to a local bar and try and get inside the bar. Don't know if you know this, goat's not welcome in this particular bar. Recently, Kevin the Goat and a police officer had a standoff in the highway. Kevin refused to surrender and was finally apprehended.
He refused.
Well, they kept trying to get him to come over this way or that way, and, you know, according to his owner, normal goats don't usually hang out at bars and get into standoffs with police, but this is Kevin we're talking about.
Right.
Is it in Florida where the goat is now under house arrest and not allowed to leave his pen in the backyard?
Well, it is Kevin we're talking about. Story number two, I think the headline is the same old that we've seen so many times, and I quote, twerking argument leads to woman biting off another woman's finger, end quote.
Twerking argument.
I had a nickel for every time I've seen that headline out there.
You gotta bite hard to get someone's finger off.
I feel like we want that, Cool Beans. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, grab that. Yeah, I can only tell you that apparently this last Wednesday, one woman says that another woman, quote, started twerking on her, end quote. It led to an argument that got the other woman so upset that she bit the woman's finger off. She was arrested for felony malicious wounding.
Oof.
2 to 10 years in the pokey is what she faces.
It's a big range.
Is it Florida where a woman in a twerking argument bit off another woman's finger? That's my question for you. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with calling 911. Now, I think we covered this pretty
extensively.
Yes, earlier on the show and in other shows. However, the dude in story number three, obviously not a fan of ours. He didn't listen. Called 911 three times for a ride home after his drug deal. Now, here's a pro tip. If you've just done a drug deal, calling the cops is not what you want to do. Dispatchers told the man to call the non-emergency line if he needed assistance from a police officer. That's when he began cursing and yelling and said that he just finished his dope deal and would like to go home now. 27 years old, so we're not talking very old. and also not very smart because he called back two more times. Lo and behold, when the cops showed up, he was telling the truth. They found weed and nine different pills that were Xanax, and no prescription did he have on him, so he was arrested for that. Was it in Florida where he was just calling 911 to get a ride home after the drug deal?
Not the first time we've heard somebody calling the cops to get a ride.
This is 911.
I need a ride.
You need a ride?
Yeah, to the liquor store. Sure, says she gave me a ride.
Okay, you're going to have to call somebody else, sir. If you called 911, we can't come give you a ride.
Even the sheriff says she gave me a ride. Now.
The sheriff said they give you a ride to the liquor store?
That's correct.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Kevin on the line to solve our quiz.
Kevin the goat?
I don't think so.
Like if it's Kevin the goat, then that's not legal.
No, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida, Kevin?
That wasn't me. I was nowhere there.
Okay.
I'll go with story number three.
You're going to go with story number three, and that is the Florida story. Nice job. Just a dude in Destin, Florida, who called the cops not once, not twice, but three times after his drug deal, hoping to get a ride home.
Story number two, by the way, not in Florida, but in Charleston, West Virginia, where the twerking argument led to the finger being bit off. Especially impressive because you think about the sometimes lack of teeth that may present themselves in the West Virginia region. So not easy to get through a finger sometimes.
Got
to
gnaw on that thing for a while.
That's a lot of jaw strength right there. Mm-hmm.
And in Cherokee, Oklahoma is where Kevin the Goat is serving house arrest. After, you know, getting into the bar one too many times and having a standoff with cops.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were talking earlier about Woody lost his wedding ring over the weekend while out in the ocean. And we've heard multiple stories about different things. People losing them, including Corey, I remember, rang in on Twitter, who said that Woody shouldn't feel bad because his wife actually lost his wedding ring the night before their wedding. So he hadn't even gotten it on his finger yet, and she lost it. She ended up getting her father's wedding ring and putting that on her husband's finger at the ceremony, which, by the way, there was a follow-up to that. The father let him keep that ring, and the father got a new one. So he wore his father-in-law's wedding ring. The father-in-law was just, keep it. And of course, we talked about Chelsea's classic when she married Scott. He lost his wedding ring the day of the wedding. So literally within hours of getting married, lost his ring. And you know what? In his defense, it's so new. He's not used to wearing a wedding ring,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So,
No, he'd been married before.
Oh. Then we got this on the Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200.
Yeah, you guys are talking about weird wedding ring stories. I have one about my dad, actually. So about 5 years ago, we went to Hawaii, walking around on some beaches, enjoying the sun on the beach, and then we get back to the hotel, and my dad realizes that he lost his wedding ring in the ocean. So the next day, we go back to the same beach, kind of just to hang out or whatever, and we see a guy with a metal detector. So my mom just kind of gives it a shot and goes and asks him. He's like, hey, have you found a ring recently? He's like, can you describe it? He's like, it's silver. It's got a black line on it. Pulls it out. Found my dad's ring. Like, of all beaches, of all times, all the areas, found my dad's ring, and we found him again on the same beach the next day in Hawaii. So we thought that was pretty crazy. Thanks.
That's a good sign or something. Good luck. I don't know what that means exactly, but you're more than welcome to always share whatever you got on your mind on our voicemail at 704-FEZ-3200.
I always see those guys with the metal detectors, and they aren't finding Jack.
Well,
Jack,
how do you know? Still.
Well, because they've got that little scoop, you know, and they go through the sand, and they're pulling up bottle caps and other stuff.
Well, don't know.
That's for the love of the game.
How much are you watching it, though? I mean, you never know. They're not gonna shout it when they're like, I just found gold. I mean, they're going to keep that quiet.
You know how Woody is. Like, his glass is half empty, and he's going to make sure yours is, too. He's probably yelling at him, like, you're not going to find anything. Get a job.
I just remember those commercials on late night TV of the old man who's like, well, look at all the weight I've lost, and all it took was this metal detector, because now I walk around empty fields finding nothing.
And I don't think that was ever a late night commercial.
It was not.
I think you're making that up.
It was trying to pitch metal detectors
as a weight loss program.
Like the guy's like, and the benefit is I get a lot of exercise walking around, plus I find cool stuff like this. And then there's that show on TBS, or is it the Learning Channel, that's those two guys that drive around in a van together, and they've got metal detectors. And they're like,
that's an antique roadshow. They don't have... No, I'm sorry. They go to the warehouses and find treasure, but they don't have metal detectors.
No, it's the same show, but those guys have metal detectors. And it's different guys, Chelsea. I forget what it's called. And they scream at each other, look what I found, an old license plate.
There's a show where they just follow two guys metal detecting?
Yep.
First, he named a show. I said Antique Roadshow, which that's not what it is. But they go in like old barns in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. What's it called?
No, I don't know, but I know what you're talking
about.
And
they ride around in a van.
It's called Diggers.
That's Woody's show that he's talking about, not yours.
Yes.
So now there's a show where two guys ride around a van and just start using metal detectors wherever.
Hobbyist metal detectorists King George Wyant and his buddy Tim the Ringmaster Sailor travel the country looking for lost relics of history. They're invited by landowners and historians to use their metal detectors to find these pieces of metal in historic locations.
All right, well, that's a little different. So they're going to something that has a historic significance, and maybe that's more like being an archaeologist.
Yes,
sort of.
Not just like somebody's backyard beach spot.
Here's 22 minutes of guys on the beach. Well, combing for bobby pins.
Might as well be. It's like,
look at how fit they're getting.
I found a bobby pin from the Civil War. Oh boy.
There you go with that.
Your wife probably threw your ring in the ocean. What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me, Chelsea. I'm the normal one here. I'm not looking over and seeing a lady hand my boyfriend ski balls and thinking, wow, she wants to nail him in the bathroom.
You didn't see her face.
By the way, two people are asking if you're talking about American Pickers.
It is American. Yeah, Frank said it too. It is. That's what I was talking about.
Thank you, guys. All right. And Woody's talking about Diggers.
Right. Which is the same show, except they've got metal detectors.
Not related at all.
Yes.
No, it is not.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
A couple of things happened over the weekend that you may or may not have seen. Huge news. I don't know if you want to take the day off today or not. Kate Upton is pregnant. First child.
How'd that happen?
Well, the usual way, as far as I know.
Okay.
So there's that. Secondarily, I know you'll appreciate, Chelsea, remember we had talked about how Forbes had put out that list of the world's top 50 self-made women or whatever, and everybody went nuts because Kylie Jenner was on that list?
Right. Even the Dictionary tweeted something about it.
The Dictionary tweeted something about it?
Merriam-Webster did, yeah.
Yeah. To use the phrase from the kids, threw shade at Kylie Jenner. The Dictionary.
They tweeted the definition of self-made.
Well, I don't know if you saw, but Kim Kardashian rang in on that over the weekend and wants everybody to know that they are, by the way, self-made. So you guys back off, including the Dictionary.
How are they self-made? By being born into an incredibly wealthy family?
By being...
With every advantage afforded to them.
Same as Oprah growing up super poor with an outhouse, right? Same thing. Does she not realize that they were born on third base? Like, is she that dense or that self-involved?
Her quote was, I know so many people that haven't turned out to be successful. If anything, people who start the way we did are the complete opposite, not successful.
That's why we point and laugh at rich kids who don't succeed.
So now she is saying, started the way we did. What does that mean, Kim?
We might have the opportunity, but I've seen it go the complete opposite way. Nobody works harder than my sisters and my mom.
Actually, I would say a single mother works a lot harder than you do and your mom and things like that. A single mom working a couple of jobs. Hell, Cool Beans works harder than all of us. And now I'm thinking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I don't think she fully understands the definition of self-made. You're right. I mean, I think what she means is somebody didn't hand it to her, which may be correct.
But they put her in a position for it to probably be easier than somebody who started off literally at the bottom with nothing, no connections.
And she's right. There are tons of people who come from wealthy families who end up crashing and burning.
Yes.
But that's nothing to do with self-made.
Right.
We're not discounting that your sister is worth $900 million.
Right.
That's a fact.
No, I mean, it's not what they're doing is not a given. If correct. That's her point. Yes, she's right. It's not. It takes effort.
But how? What exactly did they have to do to become a cultural phenomenon aside from like show up and look a certain way in the beginning? Video.
Sex tape.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
that wasn't just handed to her, Chelsea. She had to make a sex tape. Okay. So back it down.
Where's Ray J's money?
And maybe most importantly was we found out that Alex Trebek is being sued. And not for the reason you'd think, because he shaved his mustache. That's what I would assume.
Smugness?
Nope. I don't think you can sue him for that. I guess you can. You can sue somebody for everything. This particular case is he's being sued because a woman claims that she was almost attacked by his dog. Which is not something you hear every day, by the way. Did you know that that's a thing? Almost getting attacked by a dog?
I don't think it is a thing.
She claims that she was walking her lab, her yellow lab. That's the dog.
thank you.
Not the laboratory. By Alex Trebek's home when his dog ran off the property and frightened her. She turned to avoid it and fell down. She says she was injured during the fall and has suffered mental and emotional damages, which have affected her ability to work. So she's suing Alex Trebek.
It's interesting because I think Alex Trebek was also affected mentally by this lawsuit. I wonder if he'll file a countersuit. Have you heard how Alex Trebek is handling it on the TV show Jeopardy?
I'll take three-syllable words for 200, please.
Metallica made a whopper of a deal when it paid over $3 billion to switch genders and become the one-armed female peacock. Crystal Gray? What's the elephant bird? Lauren, back to you.
Zoology for 800, please.
Justin Bieber was struck by Selena Gomez's Muslim dwarf carpenter, but recovered and drooled in her older brother's bikini. Bon appétit. Talking about your basic duck.
USO for 600, please.
Forget about Benghazi. The White House says 66% of its customers are boisterous, violent Russian redneck F-holes who fight off Jewish vampires by arousing Napoleon's 12-inch man hammer. Called the tall boy.
Any excuse to play that audio.
Right.
100%.
Trebek is losing it.
Right. It's called the basic duck.
Bon appetit.
The tall boy. we may need to, here in the coming days, either start a GoFundMe or maybe do some sort of bake sale just to make sure that Alex Trebek is covered in this one. Because, you know, it takes a village and stuff. What did we learn today on the show? That was quite a bit. We'll dig into that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What did we learn today on the Woody and Wilcox Show?
Nothing.
Well, we learned that Woody lost his wedding ring. That led to interesting chats, including Woody arguing about whether there's a commercial that guys have metal detectors to lose weight. It didn't make a lot of sense at the time, believe me, so you're all right. We found out today's Amazon Prime Day. So that kicks off 3 p.m. Eastern today and then goes through all day tomorrow where there's all these sales. A bunch of other retailers, by the way, have decided they're going to step up and do the same sort of thing. So it is apparently a pretty good day to find some deals on stuff, whether it's through Amazon or whether it's Best Buy or Target or any of those other retailers, I guess. So keep that in mind. As we just talked about moments ago, sadly, we found out that Alex Trebek is getting sued because his dog is frightening. A woman can no longer have relations with her husband or something because she was scared by a dog.
Right.
The other thing we learned was they taped The roast of Bruce Willis. You know, there's another celebrity roast coming up at the end of this month on Comedy Central. They're roasting Bruce Willis, and they actually did the taping over the weekend, and we found out some of the roasters that'll be there. And, you know, there's nothing better in my book than these celebrity roasts. Dennis Rodman, apparently, is going to be one of the roasters at the Bruce Willis roast, and by all accounts, he may be the worst one ever. Yeah. Even worse than when the Situation from the Jersey Shore was a roaster, or when what's-her-name who does the new Ann Coulter was a roaster.
Oh, hey, yeah. What are you going to do? Hey!
We know that Martha Stewart is going to be one of the roasters. Cybill Shepherd is going to be one of the roasters of Bruce Willis. Nikki Glaser, Jeff Ross, always great. So mm-hmm. That'll be fun. What else did we learn? We learned that if you were watching the World Cup and you thought to yourself, why aren't they showing more cutaways to hot women? It's because FIFA, the soccer organizing overriding body, told the broadcasters who were doing the game, stop showing all the hot women when you're coming in and out of commercials. They felt like it was sexist. So now you know the rest of that story. By the way, tonight, if you're looking for good stuff on TV, I know Woody, not a fan of Jimmy Fallon. However, Mark Norman will be one of the guests tonight.
Oh, nice.
Love Mark Norman. If you're not familiar, hilarious stand-up comic.
So something funny will be on the Tonight Show.
All right. Mark Norman on Fallon. One of my man crushes, Jason Sudeikis, will be on Jimmy Kimmel's show tonight. If only it could get Guy Fieri on at the same time. I probably would explode.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Ew.
I wish I hadn't used that phrase.
Me too. Everyone.
All right. Happy birthday to Will Ferrell, who is a whopping 51 years old today. Anything else you missed, you'll find it on the podcast. Look for the Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio. Tomorrow, among other things, we'll find out what's weird on Craigslist. So we'll do some Craigslist Prices Right. I miss anything else? Chelsea's thinking about getting Frank a ring. She believes that every woman he encounters wants to do him. What else did I miss?
Woody thinks he's homely.
Woody thinks Chelsea's boyfriend is homely, yes. Okay, good. Intern Dave, is there anything you wanted to add to the show today before we go ahead and hang it up?
You put a hose down and then you just start sucking.
Nope, that's Woody, actually, from earlier in the show. Nice job on the grabbing that clip, Cool Beans. But I was looking for intern Dave.
I need a muscular ginger.
Okay, that's still Woody. Looking for intern Dave.
When you put a cleaner wiener in your mouth, you are good to go.
What were you talking about there?
It's a new hot dog, a veggie hot dog called a cleaner wiener.
The whole bit was about.
I'm looking for intern Dave. Intern Dave?
My wife said I needed a healthy hobby. She's proud of the weight I've lost and really proud of this.
The hell is that?
It's the metal detector commercial.
You can whip out anything.
Where he talks about losing weight.
That's the metal detector commercial. Where
I found it. Yes.
Proud of everyone in this room is now dumber.
Right. She's really proud of this.
I don't know what that means.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
All right, intern Dave, put us out of our misery, please. I'm begging you.
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.